Welcome to a special mini-episode of Rework. Last week, we talked about an ongoing debate we've been having at Basecamp about the applause feature, which allows you to click a button and clap for what someone else has posted in Basecamp. You should go back and listen to that episode if you haven't already. So for the last few months, we've been testing out what it would be like to not have applause in Basecamp. We turned it off for our own account to see what that would be like. So today we have Jason Fried talking about something that we're calling whispers for now, and it's our alternative to applause that we're going to test internally and then see if we want to roll out to replace applause. Why don't we open this? Can I ask you how you've felt personally without applause in these last couple months without it?
What I think's been better is that it does seem like more people are speaking up in their own voice and supporting people and saying, you know, great job, or really like the way you did that, or well handled, or whatever. And I think that hearing people's own voice and seeing their face and having them own their own opinion is good on balance. I think it's really easy to glom on to someone else's like plus one and just kind of hit the button and be a sea of many faces that say, you know, clap or whatever. But I think it's nice to hear the words or to read the words. So I think that that's been better. And that hasn't happened broadly everywhere, but I've seen it in quite a few places, and I feel like it's been better. I think there are places, though, that, you know, because the way Basecamp's currently designed, it does feel like a step back in that if you just want to say great or awesome or thanks, you know that it's going to blast everybody else with a comment who's on the thread. And in some cases, that could be 50 people. And so I think sometimes you pull back from acknowledging something in a positive way because you don't want to bug everybody else. But all that said, on balance, I think it's been great. And most importantly, it sparked a debate. And you don't know what you've got until you miss it. And you also don't see what you could do until you don't have something anymore. So I'm always a fan of getting real with stuff, and I think this worked out really well.
What kind of criteria did you set at the beginning for what you wanted to accomplish?
Number one, we wanted to maintain sort of the playful spirit of applause. It's very positive, primarily. We wanted to still make it easy to do. We also wanted to make sure that whatever we did, it didn't create more notifications. And then also, we want it to be another way to express yourself. And I don't think that applause is really a great way of expressing yourself, because part of the problem was that there's a lot of ambiguity behind it. Like, what does it actually mean? One of the big problems, I think, with applause, and we saw it because applause was a stand-in for, like, you know, a dozen other things, was that we wanted to make sure that people could be more specific. So a clap isn't that specific, but, you know, maybe you could use a thumbs up emoji, or maybe you could say thanks, or maybe you could write in like great idea, or I'd vote for that. We also wanted to make sure it was really lightweight and that there was a strong contrast between it and comments. I would assume it's pretty clear to most people, like, do I clap for this, or like, do I write up a comment? And we wanted to kind of maintain that. You wouldn't sort of be stumped as to which one to do. And then we also wanted to say that, like, text should be cool too. You know, we don't just need to have symbols or emojis or counts. Like, we don't want to count things. And we wanted everyone to be able to do their own thing. So there's other products out there that have this thing called reactions, where there's like a series of emojis. Someone could put one up there and then other people can say, yeah, me too, basically. We wanted everyone to make a little bit of effort still to say something. So it's not something you can plus one or just press a button. You still have to type something in this time. So that was another thing. So let me see if I can summarize that pretty quickly. So no notifications, a flexible, short, lo-fi way to express yourself without having to put a ton of thought into it, allowing it to be sort of a fun expression, a fun release, and kind of you can play with emojis or you can use text as well. So it should be attached to the thing that you're sort of whispering about.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what's interesting to me that seems pretty key is the smallness of it. It's inherent in the working title we're using for this feature, which is Whispers. And it's small in terms of how you're encouraging people to think about the weight of that whisper, right? That it's not a full-fledged comment. But then it seems like it also translated into just its physical size on the screen, right? How you would display it to also indicate its smallness.
Yeah, that was key. It did play into the interface design concept, which is like this should be small. We're not even listing the person's name or title like we do in comments. So we're trying to like provide more and more contrast everywhere we can. So a small avatar and then a small response, sort of in this little cloud thing, and just kind of trying to make it look quiet, make it act quiet. This also ties into the notifications, of course. Since there's no notification, it just is, inherently a quieter thing to do.
And then the design of it is also a little bit interesting in that they line up left to right in kind of like a little row, right?
Yeah, they stack horizontally versus vertically, which is another point of contrast that we're going for. Comments, of course, stack. They take the full width of the screen and they stack vertically. And this idea behind the whispers is they kind of like will brick up, is what we're kind of calling it. Like they'll just go left to right and they'll sort of wrap and they'll form a little what we're calling a crowd. The cool thing about that is they'll take their own shape. I'm hopeful that these little whisper clouds will each have their own little identity, which will be kind of a neat visual addition to the comment or the post. Some people will be wordy, some people use a bunch of avatars, and whatever it is, the shape will inevitably end up different because of the way things stack up.
And have you made a decision on the applause report? Will there be a version of it with whispers or no?
Haven't made a decision, although I think we're going to go without it to start. The reason people don't like the report today is because they can't unsubscribe from it. So if we allow people to unsubscribe from it, that might solve that problem. But the other thing we're sort of curious about is like, should this actually just be more ephemeral? We'll have to see how it all shakes out because I understand the other argument, which is like, it's nice to know that people responded to something that you wrote. And unless you go back specifically and look for responses, then how would you know? I'm not sure it really matters. And personally, I'm more into the ephemeral nature. I mean, they're not really ephemeral. I mean, they don't go away, but it's more about the what's the word when you run into somebody unexpectedly for
Serendipity.
that's it, serendipity. There you go. So it's more serendipitous, like if you just kind of you're looking at a thread and you bump into other people's comments and you look at the whisper clouds, like that's kind of, I think, enough. But we'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about the way you've been framing this is it seems like, you want to remove the anxiety that the original poster feels about how other people are reacting to them, right? So you've got it's smaller, it's called whispers, and for now there's not going to be this potentially anxiety-inducing report about like who did what and who said what about what you posted. And it seems like that's like protective of the original poster while giving people who want to react something to do. Does that make sense? It's like you have like different constituencies that you want to take care of.
Yeah, there's the two sides, and there's actually many sides, I guess. I do think this helps the author be recognized for their efforts, and it also helps the reader send something nice back to the author without sending that same thing to a bunch of different people. It is these multiple constituencies, but it's also there's another dimension, which is like, what are you actually trying to say? I think at a show, at a performance, applause is enough because it's sort of a crowd. In a crowd, no one sees anyone's face really. So it is sort of this general sense for all the people there. No one knows each other either. So this general sound is enough of an acknowledgement. But in a setting where you know people's avatars, or you'd recognize their faces even if they're really small, each individual person might have a different thing to say. And I think that that's kind of what's really cool about this. Unlike applause, in Basecamp and also applause traditionally, where it's very one note. This allows people to, in fact, like really compose a little small melody of their appreciation for whatever this person did, wrote, said, whatever. And I think that's kind of a neat thing. Actually, melody is kind of another cool name for this. Although I think that's a bit of a stretch, but there's something neat about composing a little melody there, I
A
think.
little ditty.
A ditty would be kind of fun. A ditty would be cool, except yeah. Anyway, that's like I love those like little terms like that. So we'll keep spinning this around and seeing if we can find a better word than whispers. But that's sort of the idea, is like a little ditty back to somebody while being quiet. I think we can keep mining for a better name. I also don't think it matters that much. And I do think it's kind of more important to be a bit more descriptive about the implications of it. For example, you could say a whisper is quiet, meaning that there's no notifications. I think that's like a really nice tie-in versus if it was like short comment or a reaction, you know, is another example. Like, well, what does that have to say about, you know, the fact that it's actually is quiet?
What I appreciate about the debate in general and then how you're taking this new direction with whispers is it seems like mindfulness is being like built into the software in a very considered way, which seems unconventional to me. Does that make sense?
The understanding that people need to be acknowledged and want to be acknowledged.
That's yeah, I mean, I think it's easy to be like, oh, we have likes everywhere on social media now. Let's just bring that into this kind of platform. And this is something that David addresses in the previous episode, this mindless gamification of work that ends up having a lot of downsides to it.
Yes.
And I think it's interesting that as you design whispers, you're thinking about prompting people not just to like click plus one on something or choose from like a pre-selected menu of reactions. You're also prompting people to be more considered about what they're saying.
It is. And that was something we considered, which is, you know, if you can't take even just a moment to write something original, and it doesn't have to be like original, like a thumbs up emoji, of course, is not an original thing. Like millions of those are sent around the world every day, billions probably. But my point is that you actually have to think about what you want to send or what you want to put on the record, essentially, even if it's whatever someone else has already done. You still have to go through the process of doing that with whispers versus pressing a button and just like, that's like the most mindless possible communication. We're trying to avoid that. Hearts, likes, thumbs ups, whatever, you know, all the different things you can do on Facebook. Because it's so easy to do, in some ways, it's really a cheap way to communicate. I mean, at least like do it yourself is sort of what we're trying to say here. If you want to say something, put in a tiny, tiny bit of effort at least, versus like, you know, just touching something and walking away. We were talking about like, should it be 50 characters or 64 characters or something like that? And I think now we're down to like thinking maybe it should be 12 characters.
Ooh,
or,
that's short.
You know, yeah, really short. We're kind of looking at, I looked at a bunch of phrases like, you know, well done, that's great, love it, you know, that kind of stuff. What we want to try to avoid is giving you just too much space that it could almost be a stand-in for a comment. And so having a really, really strict character count, I think, will again create more contrast and force people to think about what they really want to say. And if they really want to say something longer, they should just post a comment. And 12 characters should be enough to like write a string of emojis that's extremely expressive or use a word or two or a short phrase to express what you're looking for. And that should be enough. And I think David's point, this gamification in counts and totals, which is something we're eliminating as well. Like currently applause has a total after it. And with whispers, there's no such thing as a total because everyone's being unique. Even if everyone used the same emoji, like it's still like they have to make the effort. So there's no count.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to trying this out when it gets rolled out internally.
Me too. I mean, I'm very hopeful, but you never know. Like things, you know, when they hit reality. But I have a feeling this is going to be well received internally. It's kind of everything that we're missing when we got rid of applause plus some new stuff. So I'm feeling pretty good about it. The big question I think will be, does the report matter? And I think we're going to need to give ourselves a good month to get over not having it before we really get a sense for it. I tend to, in most things, I tend to ignore the first like 2 weeks worth of feedback. Ignore is probably the wrong word, but I give it, let's say, 50% weight or something like that, because you know, it's always hard to break away from something we're used to. So it's just good to like give it a little bit of distance after a certain period of time. I think then you really start to pay more attention to what people are trying to get at versus like, you know, I'm suffering a little bit of withdrawal here. So let's let that clear out and then see what people really feel.
Yeah. Very cool.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking the time, Jason.
Anytime.
Okay. Take care.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.